Good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming today. And thank you for hearing the event in English. That makes my life a lot easier. Thank you so much. My name is Paula Keogh, and I'm a sector specialist at Archivum. And I wanted to say thank you so much as well to Miklos and his team for inviting us. We're very pleased and honoured to be part of the series of presentations that you're holding here at the National Library. Very exciting times indeed. So this afternoon, as you've heard, we will be taking you through some short hopefully interesting presentations about Archivum, about digital preservation itself, about the EBSCO project, about what the National Library is doing. So a series of different subjects, all based around digital preservation and data archiving in some way or other. So just to introduce the subject really today, I wanted to start from the beginning. So some of you will know this information very well. Some of you will be quite new to what is preservation, what is data archiving, how does it work in my organisation. So I wanted to introduce the subject to us this afternoon and ask you at the end as well. I know that you've given in some questions already, but ask you if you would like to share the things that you would like to know by the end of today, and we shall try very hard to do that for you. So a bit of warning about some audience participation there, but I promise it'll be the only time. So, as I say, just to introduce the sorts of people that you will see during the course of this afternoon, some will join later, some are here already. So, as I say, my name is Paula. I will be joined shortly by my colleague, Sinead, and she is the Archivum Vice President for our products. So she is completely in control of what we do next and why. So we're going to be giving you an idea of what's coming up on the horizon for this sector as a whole. We also have Pavel from EBSCO, who will be speaking this afternoon, along with his colleague Tamir, who will be here for the summary and the questions side of things. And the only other person to introduce is my colleague Matthew Addis, who is the Chief Technology Officer at Archivum and one of the founding members of the company 7 years ago. And he will be joining us via Skype to give us a sort of a technical future horizon view of this world as well. So hopefully a mixture of everything for you here today. If you have any questions or thoughts, please interrupt us. I'm sure none of us mind being interrupted. So please ask questions as they occur to you if you would like to as well. Welcome. Hi, everyone. So in terms of introduction, I thought it was only polite to give you an introduction to Archivum and who on earth is Archivum and what do we do. So we provide long-term data lifecycle management. So that's a big term. So anything to do with managing data, keeping data for a long time, and the managed services, the people, the processes, the technology around all of that. And as you'll hear today, we're very deeply involved with EBSCO and their Folio solution. And so we're very keenly invested in partnership working as part of that whole ecosystem. So we preserve your data. Very easy to say, a little bit harder to do. But we keep your data for a really long time, or for as long as you need it to. And that's the important thing. So records management. And that's why we use the words life cycle, because it is a cycle. You can't, as you know, keep the data safe, lock it away, never touch it, and expect it to still be there. It's not as easy to manage as paper might be in certain circumstances, for example. So we are experts in that area. That's all we do, is we look after data in lots of weird and wonderful ways. So we bring archive data to life, and you'll see on every slide of ours, that's our sort of tagline. everything we do about archiving something is so that we can see it again. There's very little point in keeping this data if it's not going to be used or made available in some way to some people in the future. And we're available to anyone that has huge collections, that is data-driven, that has compliance, that has need to keep data for a very long time. So as I say, Archivum basically brings archive data to life in lots and lots of different ways. And that's how we can integrate really seamlessly with things like Folio and Fedora and lots of other things as well, because it's a very specific need that we are covering. But I said I was going to start at the beginning, so I will. This is not an archive. Now, you know this. You know this. You understand this very, very well. But I said I would start at the basics, so I have. We know that a backup is not an archive. A separate copy by itself is not enough to provide the comfort, the reassurance, and also the compliance in many ways, in many situations, I should say, to provide you with enough to prove that actually we are able to get to our data in 10, 20, 30, 50 years' time. Now, that's a real challenge for IT systems, because I don't think anybody anywhere on the planet is using the same IT system for the same function they were 40 years ago. Or 20 years ago. So you immediately have a very strange mixture of motivations and needs to fill. If you're an IT software provider and a managed service provider like EBSCO, like Archivum, and you're looking after data for decades and decades. So we have to make sure that we're providing this this sort of mixture of two different sort of motivations. So we know that backup is not archiving. Equally, we understand that digitization, i.e. making digital analog or paper records, is obviously not the same as digital preservation. And I couldn't find a lovely picture for digital preservation. It just is a lot of processes, that's what it is. So digitizing a manuscript, a book, even a piece of art, even taking a 3D image of a precious statue or vase, that's digitization, we know that. Digital preservation, again, for those of you who don't know, and apologies, many of you will be very familiar with this, but again, just as a context piece, digital preservation is about the processes that you apply to the digital data to keep it alive. That's the very basics. All we're trying to do is make sure that the data is accessible for as long as we possibly can predict. So one of the questions that we had from the attendees before the event was, well, what is forever in the context of digital data? When we have to keep something forever, how do we do that? And the answer is, you keep it for as long as you can at the time. That's the very best anybody can do. And you keep it with enough metadata, enough background information, enough context about the item that you're keeping to be able to give your predecessors, the people in the future, enough to go on to make sure that they can take that and continue to protect that data for the next 20 or 30 years. That's actually what it is. That's what forever really means in this context. So digital preservation, this is taken from a free course at the University of London, actually, an online course that people can take about OAIS, which is, again, many of you will know, the Open Archival Information System. So what we're able to do is to make sure that Archivum, of course, follows that exact same path so that you have comfort that that is exactly what you're getting. So this idea of sort of having 200 PDFs at the start that I need to protect and do things with, and having 200 PDFs at the end that people can see, and all the things that have happened in between, that's essentially it. Easy, right? Sounds really easy. So these are the things that, we're talking about. So I said I would give you an introduction into our story so far. So Archivum, just to give you a history briefly, we started in around 2011, and as I say, our CTO still, Matthew Addis, he was one of the founders. He started the company out of the University of Southampton in England, along with a couple of other of his colleagues. And we, since then, over the last seven or so years, have, thankfully, found a really key area in the world of information management. I'm a sort of a library worker by trade historically, so I feel really passionately about making sure that we're filling this need. And as you can see there, we work in life sciences, we have US clients, we're managing well over a petabyte of data for all of our combined customers. So there's a real need out there to be able to do digital data archiving well and in a compliant manner. So again, just an idea of who on earth we are and why we think that we are qualified in any way to talk to you today about these problems. And I'll be gaining as much information from you as you might be from me, because part of the reason why we exist is to have these community and collaboration conversations. It's a really vital part of what we do. So again, delighted to be able to do that today. So we can do... Most of what we do fits into six key areas, and they're on the on the screen for you here. We're either keeping data safe, and that's the basics. You know, again, the USB drive not being an archive. We're making sure that it's correctly stored. And again, there are many processes that ensure that from an archive perspective, from a library management perspective, we're doing that properly. Data sovereignty, or data being able to reside in the right place. So where should your data be? Many of you from Hungarian organisations will probably, I'm trying not to generalise, but will probably want and need the data to be within the country, or within a European area, or actually it doesn't matter, as long as it's secure. I'm happy with cloud, I'm happy with private cloud, I'm happy with public cloud. So there's that sort of thing as well, if you have that requirement. The main point is that Archivum, or any archival provider, shouldn't be dictating that to you. You should have flexibility in the provider that you're using to be able to do that yourselves. Quickly then as well, I don't think I have ever started any project, this one included, where they have said, no, I don't have any other systems to integrate with. It's a completely blank piece of paper, nothing existing already. So there's always integration, there's always another 1 to 10 different solutions that fit in to the archiving workflow. So a huge amount of what we do is integration, of course. And I know that we've had some questions already about, well, what do you integrate with, or how technically do you integrate? And of course, we can go into lots of wonderful detail about the how. In short, it's a suite of RESTful APIs, and so that means that it's entirely flexible, entirely extensible into hopefully any solution that you already have. You'll hear from us as the afternoon goes on about how open and how flexible we are trying to be, very much in the same way as Folio, so an open source system as much as we possibly can from an archiving point of view. So we're making archive data usable, as I mentioned, searchable, an easy search screen for end users, the ability for archivists and librarians to be able to curate and collect that data, add metadata at any point during the process, all of those sorts of things. I suppose I spend most of my day speaking to people about this pink section in the middle here, about managed services and making life simple. Because even though there will undoubtedly be a number of experts in the room, of which I am not one, but a number of digital preservation experts in the room, we still fundamentally need the processes to be simple, to be straightforward, automatic in many ways, even though we want a high level of control over what happens to our data. As long as we have that control config setup phase, after that, any solution that you're using, for it to be effective, for it to be useful, for it to be widespread across your organization, it has to be a click of a button, or maybe not even a click of a button. Maybe it happens without people even knowing. So in a lot of our academic institutions, in the UK, for example, a lot of our researchers use the system without even knowing. They upload their research information into their repository. So that could be Fedora or Islandora or et cetera, et cetera, ePrints, DSpace. And underneath all of this, the preservation and the archiving happens because we've integrated with it. They're still just doing what they're supposed to do. That's the ideal. That's the holy grail, for want of a better phrase, that preservation should just happen without us noticing, but happen with control. And that's where we come in. And the last area is making sure that we are complying with any regulations. So again, we've had a question about GDPR, for example, of course. I won't say it more than twice, I promise. But we have GDPR, and of course, being an information management company, we have a huge raft of responsibilities and policies from a GDPR perspective to be able to help you be conformant with that and make sure that if somebody asks to be forgotten, if you have an information request, if someone is part of a medical trial and they want to be removed, how does that work? How do we manage that? So there's a huge amount of processes, which I won't steal Sinead's thunder, she'll show you later, how that works. And as always, it's a very simple process at the front with very complicated things at the back. So it's about making sure that we're complying with regulations, keeping data for the amount of time that we are asked to keep it for. So from a company profile point of view, again, I wanted to give you just some quick facts and figures about the sorts of people that we work with, the sorts of statistics that we have as part of the Archivum company. So again, you can see that we work with a really wide range of organisations, from small heritage collections, universities, life sciences, research, pharmaceutical, all the way through to finance as well. So a massive range of solutions and customers. And that's because we split what we do basically into three areas. Again, just to give you the idea of how we work. We're talking mainly today about this top area, Perpetua, which is the name that we give to the solution for research, museums, libraries, heritage, that side of things as well. So higher education and heritage. We also, of course, though, provide solutions to life sciences and also financial services. So again, the reason why this is important for context today is that if we are confident that we are looking after clinical trial data, National Health Service data in the UK, patient information, financial transaction information, trade information, then you can understand a little bit about the level of security, the importance of audit trail, and the confidence that we have in keeping this data with a full 100% data integrity guarantee if we're serving those sorts of markets. So that's the context that I wanted to give you as part of where Archivum's focus is. So, excuse me. So Perpetua, I said that this afternoon, is about preservation. It's about this area of our world, of our life. So for higher education, libraries and heritage, as I mentioned, I spend a lot of time talking about managed service and sort of the people part of the technology. Anyone who works with technology will know that the technology is this much of the project. Actually, most of what it is about people and resources and workflows, and that's what gets you the results that you're asking for. We tend to have quite a few different customers and projects that we work with in different phases. So what I mean by that is that people will adopt the solution in different ways. So we have some projects where they are simply keeping the data safe. They're not running any preservation actions. They don't need any compliance requirements. So we have one end of the scale there. At the other end, we have people who are working with us from a compliance point of view, from a preservation point of view, from an archiving point of view, from an integration with third parties. So there's a big spectrum. Again, our responsibility is to make sure that whatever people need, we can be modular, we can have a phased approach to that, so that we're a flexible member of this community and we're not dictating that you need a great big huge solution when only you need this bit. So that's important to us. From our point of view. So I did warn you that I might need some information from you. I have some ideas already because, of course, you've given us the pre-registration questions. But the areas that we hope we've prepared to speak to you about today is about preservation and archiving as a whole. Is that fair? Just a general sort of horizon view of the sector and what's happening? Is anyone happy with that sort of idea? Yeah? Okay, great. Any other specifics that we can try to make sure that we cover off either today or obviously at a different point? I know one of the questions was about how Archiven works with Folio, that sort of thing. So we can look at the ideas behind that. Obviously, Folio is emerging. We're emerging with some of our new technologies as well. So we'll make sure that we cover off that, if that suits everybody as well. Yeah? Good stuff. Okay. Well, I've got 2 or 3 minutes before the start of the next presentation. Any other questions or thoughts on this at this stage? Okay. Well, hopefully that's given you a great introduction to the topics today, to the horizon, and a little bit of information about Archivum, so that when we start to give you some detailed information, you've got that to refer back to. Okay, thank you very much.